Blog Talk Radio.
Co-host DJ, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fabulous, darling. I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing great. And welcome our guest, our first guest tonight, CM3, the coolest name, man. He saw, hey, CM3 sound like a top secret weapon that the Army got stashed away. We're going to pull out this CM3 and tear him up. You know what I mean? This cat got the coolest name. I'm going to let him say his AKA, but this is CM3, who I met on Facebook. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm on chill, as always. When I first met you, I met you in Kipper Jones, another artist, in his chat thread, and we were talking, and this is a passionate thing for me because we were talking about today's music.
Right.
And I am so, man, I got on the soapbox many times on this show, DJ will tell you. I got on the soapbox about today's music, how horrible it is. I'm not pointing out different artists, but just overall it's not the same when it was when I was growing up. And I know it's not supposed to be the same, but the quality, you would think, and the preparation, the practice, the artistry, all that's got to get into it. And we were talking about that on that thread, and that's how I met my brother right here.
All right.
And DJ, meet CM3, the coolest name.
CM3, the coolest thing.
How are you, DJ?
I'm good, hon. How are you?
I'm good. Chilling.
I want you to tell the people exactly how you began, what got you interested, as if I don't know, but what got you interested in doing music, man?
Oh, man. I can tell you exactly the start of it. On my fifth birthday, my dad, not birthday, I'm sorry. I was 5 years old, and Christmas, my dad brought me a guitar. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that day. That guitar, even though I couldn't play a note, I strummed it the entire night, pretending I was him, basically. And that was it from there.
Cool. You also write lyrics as well, Am I correct,
correct
in saying that?
Yeah.
I just want to know the process on, you know, because y'all are trying – I posted on Facebook, you just left the studio. Man, DJ, he was in the studio one day all day. He talking about he was going to come out on Sunday just to check the scores and go back.
That's true.
I'm like,
that
man, that's
true.
All day long, man.
Wow.
That's true. I mean, when I work, I pretty much, I'm a one-man band. I play everything from guitars to synths to sometimes even singing the background vocals if necessary. But that's what it takes, man. You know, if you're going to produce records, you need to be extremely dedicated and passionate to your craft, because ultimately you have to produce a polished product, a record-ready, radio-ready product, and you can't do that, you know, goofing off. You got to put the time in, and also mix time, you know, making sure your mixes sound good and, you know, doing the things necessary to make a good record.
Okay. It says here on I'm on CD Baby on your first project,
mm-hmm.
Just Being Me.
Mm-hmm.
It says Curtis Mayfield III is an extraordinary songwriter as well as a skilled record producer. I want to know, when you're producing a hit, does it depend on the artist? Because I need to know this myself. I do a lot of producing myself, so I want to know exactly how you feel about this. Does it depend on the artist when you're actually producing a record, or do you have the knowledge, knowing coming in without the artist even being there, that this is tailor-made for he or she?
Both.
Okay.
My process varies. It depends on what the situation is. The song I just posted, Lessons of Love, I had an idea that I wanted to execute, and now I'm going to go out and find the artist that the song fits. But
right.
Normally my process is I'll have someone in mind, or someone comes to me. They have a particular, you know, style of play they want to do, whether it's neo-soul or R&B or pop or, you know, whatever the case may be. And then I'll tailor make it from there. We may have a discussion a lot of times about what's going on in their life, good, bad, indifferent. And kind of take it from there and write the lyrics from there, and then create the music from that. You know, that stem, you know. So it all depends on what variables are in play at that particular time.
Man, that's good. That's good, because that's basically the way I go about it, too. I just wanted to know, was I on some kind of a right track halfway
there? You know,
because
you know what? There is no right or wrong way to go about creating music. You do what works for you, whatever your process is. You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, did you have to know the... I mean, you know, a lot of people come in here and say, I make beats, so, you know, a lot of people come in here and just listen to beats and go,
right,
wow, you know, I want to hear this beat, I want to hear that beat, and that's
right.
What they do. So it is as is, because I didn't know they were coming in listening. Of course, I didn't tailor make it for them with the thought
right.
in mind. And a lot of these people, you know, I just met, you know what I'm saying? I don't really know them personally where I could just say, this song is for you. So I just wondered.
Right, I understand.
You know, yeah, I just wondered, because, you know, it's got to click. The person has got to love the song. Yeah, so,
right.
so it can be a hit. I mean, it's got to click. So I just wondered, what was the process that you went through as far as doing the songs? And as you said, you were looking for somebody on this last particular one you made.
Right, and also there's a trust factor. I mean, when someone comes to you, and you know this, Taz, when someone comes to you and asks you specifically to produce something for them, they already have confidence in you. They already know that you're going to deliver whatever it is they're looking for, you know, in that particular genre. And the
right.
same thing goes both ways. As a producer and you're working with a vocalist/songwriter, you have trust in them that they are going to be able to breathe life into that music. you know, beyond the creation of the music, because that's just the landscape. The vocalist is the one that's going to go in and actually detail that landscape and bring out, you know, kind of add the salt to the watermelon, if you, for lack of a better analogy.
And we all know about that.
Yeah, give it some flavor. So, you know, that's kind of how that works. At least for me, it does.
Okay, the song "Tell Yourself You're Famous" by Track Boy.
Yeah, T-Rob.
Explain this song. I'm getting ready to rip it after you give the introduction.
Oh, man. "Tell Yourself You're Famous" is a joint that was done by UK rapper T-Raw, and it was produced by Track Boy J, a.k.a. Jared Johnson, who is under my management at Iconic Music. And they got together, and you know, they're doing big things. It's on the mixtape. Busy B, which is T-Raw, T-R-A-W-R. And, you know, they just felt each other. He was feeling Jay's music. You know, emails started going back and forth, and the next thing you know, he's also got another track on the same mixtape, so called Good Night. So, you know, that's how that came about.
"Tell Yourself You're Famous."
Yeah.
We got CM3 in the house.
Doesn't take much to know how to prevent you from a place full of cold food. I'm a beast on the front line, so if it comes to beef, I'm a fall man. I ain't taking any more pain to show you. It's too much to change for me to stay annoyed. But if this one's for my haters, fresh in the top of the apex, cousin, I'm on a track, boy, J Flex, fame in the making, I heard your bass, can't fuck with the beat, cause the lyrics, the latex, place those vets, I don't care for you, why are you still caring for me, is it cause your brain dead, having hatred there towards me, well I'm a beast, and this beef ain't scary, cause beef, when you look in the mirror, you're fucking staring at me, see I'm wearing the hell, did he get them jeans, get it wet, then leave to come on your sheets, on my Hennessy spilt, will bleed blood for the street, too good to be true, too smart to believe on a fiend, must be the weed, all I see is involved with the fools, who got nothing but beef, yeah, lungs if I sip and use something to eat, yeah, true, what they say, fam, I'm the worst words in the world, just cause I'm using units on paper. I'll get money, get paid out, but the famous grass line to park on the danger side. Whenever the power's down from away, there's a few of them in the city that hate my face. And I'm not getting it all. Pressure is on when I'm setting a bar, jumping the booth from my mouth and start letting it off. Cause I'm a beast on the front line. So if it comes to beef, I'm a ball man. I ain't taking any more things to show you. It's too much to change for me to stay annoyed. Fuck it, this one's for my haters. I couldn't be any more alive. Chosen the mic, friends come to mind and say I owe them a life. What the fuck you been smoking a whole bag of lies? I'm a ride till I die like Goldie and die. But I see the world's light as they open my eyes. I'm a bite some cushions, smoke one for the shy. I'm one for my lines and stop with the pride. Everyone else that doesn't, you're nothing online. I'm come home and find myself guzzling wine, telling me famous ain't, and I'm caught up in vibe. Liquor got me saying shit that I don't wanna say. I'm in debt with the devil, so how the fuck is that I'm gonna pay? Step before been up for 20 hours a day through the howling winds and the showers of rain, hoping the right ear to the sound of my pain. Can't be resting, I'm on top of that mind again. I'm on top of your news, cause you hate. I know that I love for you, me. Tell a chicken I'm a number for free, honey, it ends in roving stars of a sea. I smoke weed, but I'm hardly a fiend. I'm not one of the hardest MCs in the scene. By far, I'm a beast. Give me one and a half, man. Fuck Charlie Sheen. I promise to add to the party. People roll the top like a drama queen.
I'm a beast on the front line. So if it comes to beef, I'm a gourmand. I ain't taking any more things to show you. Too much to change for me to stay alive. Fuck it, this one's for my haters. I couldn't be any more alive.
Trouble letting me know that I'm rarely alone, barely known to make everything cold, let alone anywhere in the road. Did a tape and not one with a feature, afraid of the dark, but I ain't scared of my own. Give me a mic and a pair of the phones. I'm a soul from my mom's new home, never done for the day. Some of these rappers, they up to the place, putting twisted friends to find out that a bunch of them hate. The way it goes in this fucked up game, either get sold or you stop pushing books or away. Not the life that my mother's really wanted from me. I could have worked towards college degrees, but instead of a high up the love for the beats, need bottles of neat, get you wave on it's only need each. Setting it straight, don't ping a form of BB if it's a thing, then bring the whole team. Cause you ain't giving focus, yeah, shit, I won't stop to this, no one left. Steal the shot, don't stole the set. Bikes to the best, take five tracks and hold your breath. Look in your eyes, I can tell that you're famous, fam, you're blessed. But the truth is, I ain't told you yet. Roll the neck till our lungs are dead. It's easier to count all the money you saved than all the money you spent.
Doesn't take much to know I serve revenge upon a plate full of gold.
That was Tell 'Em
You're Famous
by Track Boy. And who is that again? The guy from the UK?
Yeah, he's rapper T-Raw, T-R-A-W-R. You can find him on Facebook and on YouTube.
Was he also singing?
I'm sorry?
I wanted to know, was he also singing the hook too?
Yes.
Man.
Yeah,
nah, I thought that was somebody else, actually.
Nah, he's incredible. Tim Sherlock's an incredible performer and very talented. Him and Jay just, they click.
Yeah, I like that song. I like that song, and I was, like, impressed because I thought it was somebody else singing the hook. I was like, well, I'm sure he's rapping, but I didn't think he was singing the hook as well, so that's
right,
cool.
Right, yeah.
That's
yeah,
cool.
They doing it.
Miss D Lovely.
Yes.
I know you have something to say.
I was just
always
impressed. I'm trying to figure out where all this talent is hiding. How come nobody knows about it? What's going on?
Well, you know what? We just launched Iconic Music last year. I just put it together last year, rather, and decided to bring on a young producer who I heard his music and I was like, hey, I gotta have this guy on board. You know, Jared is just extremely talented. He's fast. He works fast, and he's very creative in what he does. And a lot of the rappers, up and coming rappers that are hearing his music, they're just vibing immediately, you know. They're trying to get on. So what I did was go out and signed him up, and then, you know, we're just now getting to the point where we're launching Iconic Music to the masses, and I'm starting to do interviews. We've got a website now at iconicmusic.com. That's Iconic, A-I-C-O-N-I-C, music, no spaces, .com. And, you know, just letting people know who we are, what we do, and that we do it very well.
Wow.
Paris Peaches in the chat room said she liked the song Talented Man, and it has a nice beat as well.
Mm.
So,
outstanding.
She gave me a shout. When you decided to do this, you wanted to hit every genre?
Well, I cover the pop R&B side of things and contemporary gospel, and Jay does all of the rap. So to answer your question, yes, we want to be a full-service production company and develop artists as well, you know, as you just heard with T-Raw.
And you kind of do jazz as well too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We
hit everything.
Yeah, I mean, Jay is also doing tracks with other artists as well. So, you know, as things progress, you know, we'll be making those mixtapes available too.
Well, you doing it, bro. That's why
trying.
He's in the studio all day.
I see.
Well, believe
me,
I'm not the only one in the studio all day, but you know, Jay puts in his fair share of work too. So, you know, you got to do what you got to do to make it happen.
And it's definitely coming out impressive.
Thank you.
Now this next song is by you, called Dreamer. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. I heard a little bit of it. I normally don't listen to any of the tracks. I heard just a little bit because he said he actually produced this and did this himself.
Right,
explain Dreamer.
Dreamer was just how I was feeling at the moment. Unless I'm specifically given a project or hired to do a project that's R&B or neo soul, I tend to drift back over to my classical roots. I like film and TV music. I like big music. I like drama in my music. And this is kind of an example of a little bit of that.
Dreamer, CM3.
Welcome to MYSPACE.com/MLACY. My name is Mark, short for Marcellus. Mr. Lacey, if you like poetry and spoken words, you heard. and life. Evolution and elevation are key as we strive to walk and skip down that path that's righteous, like thus and forth and such, blase, blase, que sera, sera, I know I never should have turned this mic on, exposing you to Marx-isms, colloquialisms like lyrical prisms, multi-sided are the guided sentences as I mix God in them, imprison them with no repentances. I didn't mean to turn you on, but check out www.marklacey.com. There you'll learn about the critically acclaimed Looking Heart and get your reflux on. Produced and recorded at Touch Zone in the HSV ALA. Hey, big shout to my boy TAZ for recording this spot. So relax, rejoice, celebrate, and welcome to my space.
Hey, TAZ Live. TAZ. Guest CM3 in the house. Co-host D Lovely also. I love that song, Dreamer. Man, that was
beautiful. Beautiful.
We are tripping in the chat room. Paris was like, she got worried for a second when it stopped. Talking about, don't stop. That was good. Don't stop.
Okay.
That sounded like a happy ending of a movie. So,
okay, well, taking this in a whole other direction.
Yeah, that was made for film, TV. So, I'm very pleased with that. And that's what we do. Part of it, anyway.
My cousin Destiny is also in the chat room and talking about, was he at the party? No, Destiny, we would have loved to have him at the house party that I had about 2 weeks ago, but he wasn't there because he would have sure enough been up on the mic talking about this is my new joint. That's for sure. CM3, what other projects you have going on other than the Hip Hop Edge? I'm sure you got about 40 different CDs coming out in the next couple of weeks, right?
Well, right now, I am in the process of getting some lyrics together. I posted on Facebook my latest track called Lessons of Love, which I'm extremely happy about, and the response to that has been overwhelming. I mean, I literally got lots of emails from songwriters asking to write to it. So right now I'm trying to get the best lyrics and the best vocalist possible, and then I'm going to begin shopping that song. And I also have a contemporary gospel project that I'm tentatively calling the Curtis Mayfield Project that I am working on putting together that showcases my music on indie gospel artists.
Well, if you need a couple of ways to go look for different gospel artists, I'll send you names of a lot of people. I already sent you one. She's been on the show as well before, but I interview a lot of gospel artists that's contemporary because that's what I love listening to. But I like listening to the old timey too. You know, take me back. You know what I'm saying? But
absolutely, I understand.
I mainly love the new stuff that's out and listen to a lot of gospel music, especially on this show, which is a surprise to a lot of people, knowing that I love hip-hop so much, but it's a surprise to a lot of people. Also, tell the people where they can contact you, where they can also buy your CDs as well, because you have one that I mentioned just being me. And that's on CD Baby. So tell people where people can listen and hear.
You can contact me on my website at Iconic Music, A-I-C-O-N-I-C, music.com. You can email me at info@iconicmusic.com. And you can also reach out on Facebook or Twitter. Facebook, my name is Curtis Mayfield III. On Twitter, I'm Kurtom, @Kurtom, C-U-R-T-O-M.
This is a bad dude, though. And you need to catch him on. You really need to catch him on Facebook on these passionate rants that we do go on. I mean, it's full of emotion and passion. Believe
right.
me. So you got to catch him on Facebook. It
oh,
gets
boy.
Real heated up in there. Yeah, so, Donna, since you're on Facebook, you need to go on and befriend him as well. So that way you can see some of these threads that we put on. And everybody okay. says something to it.
Okay.
And affirmative, too, at times. Yeah. Well, my brother, it's good actually talking to you for the first time.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
I expect to see you in the ATL sometime. Whenever you come through, just let me know and we get together for real. And I'm gonna be listening out for the music because everything you post up, I do listen and I do check, and I'm loving it because like I said, when I first heard that one, I was like, wow, I'm blown away because one of your people on the thread said that sounds just like a movie, and I was
right.
like, you're right. Because I'm listening to it going, yeah, I can imagine, you know, seeing up against that music, you know. So,
right,
yeah.
right.
I'm going to play
right.
this third track that you sent me
sure.
by Track Boy again. It's called a Good Night, a Goodbye Night, Lime Life.
That's correct.
I want to know.
I was
explain that title. Explain that title. A Goodbye Night, Live
well, you
Life.
Have,
I'm loving the title.
You know what? You should interview Track Boy J and T Raw
yeah.
and let them explain it to you. Because
well,
they're
well,
the
then,
creators of this one.
Well, let's
you
do
like
that. I'm going to play it. Let's do this. Give me the information, you know, through Facebook, and then I'll
sure.
holler at them and get them on. Because
sure.
this title... It's got me spinning already because, you know, I usually do a title like Do It, The Beat Is Good, you know, simple titles.
Right.
You know, first grade titles. Let's Swing. You know, he went A Goodbye Night, Lime Life. Oh, I got to hear this. Thank you again, CM3, the coolest name in the industry.
Well, you're very welcome.
As well.
And thank you for having me, both of you.
Oh, it's all good. Here we go. A Goodbye Night, Lime Life.
Goodbye night. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye night.
Track Boy J.
Money don't buy happiness away. Do I fiend for a man on the streets? Make a beat and blood now. Be for the fam.
free, cause I won't like to open the door, but deep down I know that my home is broken up, all for fuck's sake I've already dropped. Gotta have a bigger mouth on this gun to be calling these shots, I'm more than a boss. Fired a white kid born to be hot, put a bulletproof on and take a tour of the blocks. Trust no one, let you go down the boss, the team got some guys going like they're still living alright though. I ain't lying, I'm the lion, put feelings in writing on paper tonight. Get back to the lab and take my haters advice.
They're saying I've changed, I will remain up at the top of the chain. There ain't no way you can lock me in the cage. They got me off the ledge, and all this talk about me ain't nothing on my brain. I'm in the
my own way,
my own way, my own way.
To all the hood rats, I've got themselves out of the game. Your choice, but I stay living in this limelight chain. Go home on a drunk high, but I'll be damned if I'm done for the night. This buzz spins out all over the mind, to the point where I feel sick, closing my eyes. Maybe I should let that voice be, you know, the one that's always talking to me, telling me to go. Play your music, man, when you're born in this sleeper, I'll want you some water to drink. Now lie down before I force you to call for to be. But I've been drinking non-stop all day, and I'm already lean. No excuses, and who's fault that then me? Don't make me have to call the machine. This country helps me to write. Put your signs up, welcome to grind. Nice to meet you, as I sell you my rights and tell you my lies on a goodbye night.
That was Track Boy with a Goodbye Night, Lime Life. Man, when the song first hit on Donna, I was like, man, I like this already. You know what I mean? I love the title and I love the song. So it got me off my seat. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling this. And I'm in 2 or 3 chat rooms at the same time. So that's what took me a second to click back, because I'm like still jamming. And the song went off and my head was still going. See what I'm saying? How it had me. I'm going to click in Miss CJ because she is listening in, the personal assistant to 1TAZ out in Cali. Miss CJ, how are you doing this evening, first of all?
Hello, how are you?
I'm CJ? Hello.
What's up, CJ?
What's up, girl?
Well, we still missed you at the party, DJ.
We don't want to talk about that. We blocking it from my memory, but
because we would have been the all 3 J's, because it would have been TJ, me, mm-hmm. CJ, and DJ you.
Yep. I don't think anybody would have been able to stand it.
Too many J's in there. Anyway, your boy Stevie J, who's another J that's supposed to have called in, is not calling in.
Are we missing? Okay.
Yeah. So I guess we're done, right?
You say so far.
I'm asking Miss CJ because we have been down this. You don't, DJ, you know, you just come in and sit down and do the shows.
That's my job.
You don't know. Yeah, but she doesn't know. She made sure she pointed that out too. But she don't know the headache. Wait a minute, go on. Tell us, CJ, the headache that me and you go through on a week to week.
Oh Lord Jesus, just help me right now.
I need backup, CJ.
I'm trying to tell you. Prayer. That is my prayer.
On a week to week, we go through. You know, Donna, sometimes it looks like, well, Tim ain't even trying to talk to nobody, get nobody on the show. But
oh, my goodness.
Let me say, hell, we are. With a whole lot of hell.
Repeatedly.
I'm talking about hell, like H-A-I-L.
Oh my God!
That kind of hell, where it's beating your head up. Oh man, I'm trying to tell you,
it can be a tough. It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it. She's tough. She can handle it.
I got it.
She got it. See.
So next week we got another artist. I sent you I sent you the email of another artist that I talked to, Andy. This is Retina Brashard, one of her friends, and her name, the girl's name is Andy, A-N-D-E-S, I mean A-N-D-E, my bad, and she's a singer, R&B singer. Sounds good. I heard a couple of her cuts, and also I'm going to get in contact with Brent Laughlin from my hometown, white guy that sounds like he's black singing. Really,
yeah,
does.
But we also have Lisa Monet next week also.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. So if one of them calls in, we still got another one.
Uh-oh.
A backup for the backup. So, Miss TJ. Miss TJ was down here two weeks ago, and we had some fun, especially she was very impressed with the white rapper. His name is Ryan Burkett, a.k.a. New Testament Poet. He does gospel hip-hop. Miss CJ?
It was nice. I was pleasantly surprised.
He said he was white chocolate, sure enough going to rock it. No, he gets down. His skin is white, but on the inside is brown.
Oh, man. My gosh. Okay.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Whew.
I can't handle it. I can't take that.
And we had a whole lot of food, too, DJ. It's in the freezer, most of it. The stuff that I wanted to save, like meat and some chili I put in the freezer because it freezes well. Other stuff, you know, just had to throw out.
Oh,
but we had a lot of food.
I think I gained 10 pounds.
He didn't eat that much. He ate like a little bird.
I know.
Tweet.
She don't fool nobody.
And up there trying to say she gained 10 pounds. Which I guess she was eating somewhere else, though, right?
She must have been. You know how she is. She tell us anything.
Yeah, that's right. She only ate little bird portions. Oh, I'm so full.
And then probably got ran around the neighborhood 18 times. So it ain't like she would get hers off.
Oh, my cousin in the chat room says she gained too. Well, she may have gained too because she was staying at the house, my cousin.
Okay.
She was staying at the house, so she had no choice but to see the food prepared and get a couple of tastes and eats. So yeah. I made a couple of desserts, drop pies, and then her and my other play sister, they ate a couple drop pies with some ice cream, you know, hot out the oven, you know.
You know how you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, Miss CJ wasn't there for all that.
Oh. Well, praise the Lord, I would have gained 20 pounds.
Yeah. Okay, you know what, that's enough of that.
Yes. Yes. Look, I see how she ate. She got,
stop it.
Look, she put two pieces of greens on a plate.
Who can eat?
Two leaves. Talk about. Wait a minute, darling, talk about I threw down.
Oh, you got jokes. You got jokes, right? Okay.
I love you. I love you, though.
I love
you. I love you, sis. You know I do.
Oh,
I love y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the love in the room is just for you right now.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
And on a personal note, all three of us got to talk. Not on their air.
Okay, it sounds like somebody might be in trouble. I sure hope it's you and not me.
Intervention.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I sure hope it's you. I don't want him intervening in nothing of mine.
Intervention is due.
I just got mine started. I ain't trying to get it intervened.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah, we gotta talk, CJ. Whenever you get some chance. My other half, she's in California. She's in your state right now.
Oh,
yep.
She's in San Diego, visiting her parents, plus working too as well. And got in there at 3:00 in the morning, and had to argue about a reservation she didn't have.
Uh-oh.
With the hotel, so I'm glad I wasn't traveling because I could imagine the yelling at 3:00 in the morning.
I'm sorry,
and,
yeah.
and I'm tired. You know what I mean? I can imagine this. You better have it. I had my, you know. Woo. So it did, nevertheless, they ended up getting a $50, you know, eat ticket for the room.
Okay.
And
I hope to upgrade.
Yeah, probably so. She probably got some money off too. So I'm sure that happened. I'm sure that was the first thing. You gonna take some off? I can see that already.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Yeah, once again, we've been stood up again on the show.
Well, let's
once
not call
again.
It stood up. Let's call it we've been reassigned.
Because
that's not right that somebody would stand us up. That's just wrong. So let's just they had a previous engagement that they couldn't break, and we have to be rescheduled at a later date.
Okay, that sounds good on DJ's end, but CJ is too. We've been down this road.
I did all I knew how to do. I'm done.
And there's cats all over the road. So we've been down this road. Cats all over. This song I'm going to play is I listened to it when I was flying to Pittsburgh to do the wheelchair games a couple months back. I heard this artist on Watercolors on FX satellite radio. And this is UG Groove, a white saxophonist. This is jazz. And then I want to get your opinions on this song. I'm sure you're going to love it. This is UG Groove.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bonus, that song was called Get Ready, CJ and DJ.
Yeah.
Did y'all like that?
I did. It made
nice.
Me feel very mellow.
Real nice. Just like Dreamer. I didn't get to comment on it, but yes, I love Dreamer also.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Say it again.
I didn't have a chance to comment on Dreamer, but I love that also.
Oh, yeah. That's a bad song. That's a bad boy, really. Because I listened to a couple. If you're friends with him on Facebook, I'm sure Sherry is, you've seen a lot of different music posts that he put up. And I've been feeling everything that I heard.
Oh, yeah.
Very bad.
Yeah.
That's CM3, like I said, the coolest name. Man. He does sound like a secret. It does sound like a secret weapon. We're going to pull out the CM3 on him.
What's wrong with you?
We taking out Gaddafi with this CM3. Speaking of which, horrible way to go. Horrible. You know what I'm talking about, right, DJ?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen the video. It was pretty bad.
I watched it this morning a couple of times. I wanted to be sure I didn't miss anything.
Yeah, because he told about that truck by his hair.
Yeah, man, they were serious about that thing.
It was dumb. I kept looking at the picture, you big dummy. You could have been gone.
Okay.
They said get out of the country. Hey, look, if the United States tell me you got to go, I'd be like, well, I got to get this one more lamp. I'm out of here.
Dude been living underground for so long, he thought he was good. He's like, I was in charge of this country for 40 years. You're not just going to tell me I got to leave.
Man, it's the arrogance. That's like, didn't he see his brother get towed up? What's his name? Hussein.
Osama bin Laden.
Him too, and he seen Hussein go down too. Talking about he ain't leaving the country. He could have left too.
Yeah, so you're
leaving.
That
dude didn't have to hang. That dude did not have to hang. He could have left too. And I would have been, the first time they would have said, you get out. Well, don't worry. Can I just get 5 minutes? I got to grab my stuff. I'm trying.
Yeah, just point me in the direction you want me to go.
I gotta get my dirty drawers so I can roll out.
Exactly. And I call your mom.
You ain't last. Also, there's one more. I played that song at the house party, of course. I played a lot of different stuff that I guess Miss CJ was like, I ain't heard this on the radio. There was a lot of different stuff that I played. Yeah, I played different stuff as well. This is one other one. I heard it on the Cartoon Channel.
Whoa.
I was flicking the channels, ran into the Cartoon Channel. I heard this song, and I was like, man, I got to have, it was like a commercial break for one of the cartoons. And I said, I got to have this song. So here it is. It's only 2 minutes.
Okay.
We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. Won't you buy him, take him, try him. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. Don't you want a gorilla you could call your own? A little gorilla be with you when you're all alone. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. Don't you call him a monkey, he don't got no tail. And if he did, then McGilla the monkey would be for sale. With shoes on his feet, suspenders, and a hat on his head. There's not much about a dear little gorilla that hasn't been said. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. Except for Mr. Peebles, he don't like primates. McGilla gorilla just isn't a mammal with whom he relates. He'll sell you a cat or a dog or a bird or a tiny goldfish. But down deep inside Mr. Peebles, he's got himself only one wish. Saying, we got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. a girl called Ochi and she wants to buy a little gorilla from Peebles. He ain't asking why. Just hit that thing on my window, you can hear him cry. But she's got no money. Mr. Peebles almost died. Saying, we got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. Won't you buy him? Try him. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. Got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale. We got a gorilla for sale, McGilla gorilla for sale.
We got a gorilla for sale. McGilla gorilla for sale. For sale.
That is a odd song, and you like it.
I love it because it's jazzy. It was funky, and it represented one of my favorite cartoons.
McGilla gorilla. Wow.
That's why I had to put mute on you real quick because I know you said something.
Okay, are we really listening to somebody selling a gorilla? Okay. What day is this?
DJ, I played it at the house party. I didn't give a damn. Ron said, it sounded good on the speakers, and we listened to it. Ron was like, man, this is jazzy as hell, but a gorilla was there. This is exactly what he said. It sounded like you.
Wow. That's all I got to say. Wow.
I knew I heard you before.
Yeah, that's where at the party. Miss TJ also liked Ron L. and Gina L., and also Gina L.'s son performed too as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And next time, DJ, we're going to fly you damn some oil.
Okay, you know
man.
What? I'm going to make it next time if I have to take the bus, so we're not going to do
DJ.
That.
Mm-hmm. DJ.
Mm-hmm.
3,000 miles. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I got you, baby. I got you.
Okay.
I'm good. Yeah, because
she would have ate a bucket of ribs. I know that.
I know. I would have eaten my weight in ribs, and y'all would have had to ask me to please stop because what you're doing in your ribs ain't right.
She would have ate that. Hey, CJ, did you eat any of the potato salad?
Maybe a spoonful.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
this is not. We need a real consumer of food on here the next time we have this.
Yeah, to give up because she can't give no kind of.
I'm serious. She ate a spoonful of potato salad. Really?
She had a taste. She had a taste of everything. Did you? Okay, you ate that. You ate
the
cheesy
the
rice.
Springs of greens.
She ate the rice.
Salmon.
Would you have a spoonful of that, too?
I told the salmon that.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
she told the salmon that.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Did you get the chicken and rice?
Tell the truth.
Did you eat the chicken and rice?
Tell it.
Did I have that Friday and Friday, too?
I don't know, because I didn't. I don't know if I made that. Maybe I did. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, what did I have Friday?
So I made that. You had greens.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, I forgot what else I made. I really forgot what else I made. Because you had three
different
things.
Okay, that was good. Because I had some more. Yeah.
Because I do believe you asked for some greens. And them greedies ate them up.
Wow.
I
don't play around with those things. You know.
But you did get your little share, though. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, I'm done here.
I love you guys. I'm just going to leave it with another song because we only got 58 seconds. Next week we got, hopefully, two more artists to come in. Well, two artists to come in, not two more. Mm-hmm. We only have one tonight.
Okay, we're not going to keep going over this. We're going to let it go.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go. I've got to click out.
Right.
Well, I love you, DJ. I love you, CJ.
Love y'all. I love y'all.
Oh, you too, girl.
And this is one of the artists that I did a song for. His name is Sonny Santana. He's out in California now performing. This is Galactic Lover. Produced by the TAZ, performed by Sonny Santana.
Jupiter outside of the Milky Way.